Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Recently, the folks at McKinsey published some new research called Unequal America, 10 Insights on the State of Economic Opportunity. McKinsey surveyed 25,000 Americans about their economic conditions, their job conditions, their working conditions, and their attitudes and expectations about work in the future. There are 10 great insights from the report, but I'll focus on just one of them on this show. Insight number 9, titled, Gig Workers Would Overwhelmingly Prefer Permanent Employment. The McKinsey data showed that 27% of all employed respondents reported to be a contractor, a freelance, or a temporary worker. And a higher proportion of respondents that are either Black or Hispanic Latino, first or second generation immigrants, or those with less than a high school education were more likely to be gig workers compared to the overall average of all respondents in the survey. And McKinsey expects the demand for contractors and gig workers to increase after the pandemic, as 70% of executives they recently surveyed said they expect to use more temporary workers and contractors. But here's the challenge. According to McKinsey data, fully 62% of the gig workers said they would prefer to work as permanent employees. And this sentiment was most pronounced amongst the groups that are most likely to be gig workers. As I said, Hispanic, Latino, Asian American, Black, or first or second degree immigrants. This finding is consistent with other McKinsey research that showed only about 30% of workers would actively choose independent or gig work as their full-time application. And actually, if you do the math, the percentage is probably even less of people who are in gig work or temporary work who want to stay in gig work or temporary work. So here's the challenge going forward. More and more employers wanting to use flexible work arrangements like gig workers or contract workers, but more and more of these gig or contract workers looking for more job security that being quote-unquote regular full-time employees entails. There's a tension here that's going to have to be worked out over the next 12 to 18 months, and it'll be very interesting to see the way it goes. We'll keep following work and workplace issues on the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. Thanks for listening, and check all the show archives at hrhappyhour.net.